On Thursday, Republican candidate for governor Gary Richardson announced he's challenging some key parts to the new state budget in the Supreme Court, saying it violates a law passed by the people back in the early 90s. And that state question has created quite the headache for current Oklahoma lawmakers. Scott Carter, journalist and professor with Oklahoma City Community College, reported on the story for KOSU, and he talked with Rachel Hubbard about what he found.
State question 640. Scott, what is it? It goes back quite a while in Oklahoma's history.
Yeah, it goes back a couple of decades. State question 640 was a response by the general public to a series of tax increases that happened in the 80s and early 90s. And there was a big move right after the state had passed a education reform package known as House Bill 1017 that happened in 1991. And it made major changes in the education system, but it also raised business taxes and there were several tax increases built in it. And the general public, the voters got mad because this was the final straw in a series of tax increases that had gone back to the late 80s after the most recent oil boom had bust and the legislature went in and we didn't have any revenue, so they went in and raised taxes again. And then there was another tax increase and then 640, and the public got tired of it. And they were led by a stockbroker named Dan Brown and an organization called Stop New Taxes. And they circulated this initiative petition that said the legislature couldn't raise taxes without a supermajority vote, a three-fourths majority vote. Or if they didn't want to do that, then any future tax increase had to be sent to the general public for a public vote at the next election.
And so this has, in some ways, come back to haunt the current legislature.
Yeah, there's only been one tax increase since then. I think it was done in 2004. And since then, it's been really, really difficult. Well, it hasn't happened. There have been no tax increases. And you see the results of that with infrastructure. Look at a bridge, drive under a bridge and look up. Or you see it with education funding. You see it with all sorts of funding streams in state government. They get thinner and thinner and thinner. And part of the reason is you can't go back to the voters they refuse to go back to the voters and try to get them to support a tax increase. They think it's the kiss of death.
So they cut taxes. They cut income taxes several times. There's no approval required to cut taxes.
No, and we put triggers in. When it got to a certain level, it would automatically take off.
We're posting your entire story about the backstory of State Question 640 on our website at kosu.org, and you talked to several people to sort of fill in the gaps of what may be missing in people's current knowledge.
Well, I think one of the things that's missing is that people need to understand how effective State 40 has been in keeping down future revenue increases. They also, David Blatt with the Oklahoma Policy Institute talks about that. He talks about how this has, and he says that in some ways it's actually helped. It has protected voters from what he considers bad ideas. It's protected the middle class and the lower class voters from paying a disproportionate share. So he says in some ways 640 has been a good deal, but he's not a fan of it. Keith Gaddy, the brilliant poli sci professor at the University of Oklahoma, he can put all this in context for you when he talks about Oklahoma's populist roots and the fact that Oklahoma's legislature will always forget the bad times when we're in an oil boom. He said when the oil economy is strong and vibrant, they always forget the difficult times. And because of that, they don't make long-term policy. We just react. And we're in this cycle that we continue to react and don't make long-term plans. And there are two reasons for that. One is just their nature of always forgetting. And the second is there's no institutional memory. The legislature doesn't have term limits limit people to 12 years. So there's no elder statesman that said, boys, 25 years ago we did this and here's what happened. All that institutional memory rests with the staff and the lobbyists.
That was Scott Carter. He's a professor of journalism at Oklahoma City Community College.